we're starting something new today. Something I've never done before, but I'm pretty excited about. Over the next 15 days is the Mindful Moments Cultivating Awareness Challenge, happening right here on your favorite podcast app. You might have noticed that two episodes were published today. This one all about the magic of mindfulness and how it can be utterly life-changing, and day one of the Mindful Moments Challenge. Before we get into the magic of mindfulness, let's talk a little bit about this challenge in detail so you can cultivate awareness over the next 2 weeks. And by the way, even if you're already an active mindfulness practitioner, I still encourage you to partake in this free challenge. Accountability is a powerful tool, and it's always beneficial to return to basics. It can reignite a spark of magic and inspiration, not to mention teach you something you might not have known before. So each day for the next 15 days, a new shorter podcast episode will be published. My intention for this challenge is to illustrate the simple manifesting power of mindfulness in bite-sized pieces, which also includes different activities you can physically do to cultivate new levels of awareness. There will be an understanding section of the challenge episodes, a be empowered section of the episodes, as well as a cultivate section of the episodes, where at least three tips will be given that you can bring into your life that day to cultivate a mindful moment in that area. This challenge isn't just about learning and going through the motions for 2 weeks. It's about really understanding mindfulness on a deeper level, empowering yourself to co-create your dream life, and cultivating habits that change your energy so you can change what you're manifesting. So first, listen to this episode, 178, in its entirety, like you normally do on Fridays when a new podcast episode comes out. Then, be sure you're following the podcast on your favorite podcast app so you can get notified when the next challenge episode drops. Next, head over to the show notes and download the free digital copy of the Mindful Moments Challenge to follow along or to print out or to whatever, look and see the spoilers ahead, whatever you want to do. The link is spirituallyinspired.co/mindfulmoments. Again, it's totally free and you can just click on it there and download it. Finally, each day for the next 15 days, take a little bit of time to really listen to each podcast as it comes out. Make time to implement what you've learned and to practice the action steps given in each one. Keep an open mind and an open heart. If you fall behind in the challenge, it's okay. Just pick up where you left off. If you're listening to this in real time or you're catching the replay sometime in the future, either way, be sure to join us in our free Facebook group. We're a group of kind, supportive mystics who are going through this mindfulness challenge together, and we love to share our experiences with one another. So come join us. Again, the link is in the show notes, and once you're in the group, use #mindfulmoments to fully partake in the journey. Thank you so much for participating in this challenge. I can't wait to hear your thoughts in our group. Let's get into this podcast episode. What is mindfulness? Why does it even matter? Stay tuned. You're about to shatter the out of your manifesting ceiling because you're tuning in to the Spiritually Inspired Podcast, your number one resource for grounded spirituality and working with the law of attraction the right way. I'm Sarah Ray, I'm your manifesting coach, and this is the podcast where I teach mystics like you how to manifest on purpose and hopefully get you to laugh at least once per episode. New episodes filled with manifesting, mindfulness, and magic come out each Friday. Give us a 5-star rating wherever you happen to be listening so we can reach more modern mystics with spiritual awesomeness. Yes! And now, a quick word from this week's sponsor. Mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. So what is mindfulness? Mindfulness is living in an ever-growing state of self-awareness and acceptance of the present moment. This includes your thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and surroundings without judgment. This happens on a moment-by-moment basis in a very gentle and loving way. Mindfulness involves intentionally directing your energy and attention to the present moment, regardless of what it looks or feels like. That is what we mean by accepting the present moment. This cultivating an attitude of openness and curiosity and non-reactivity to whatever arises is the essence of mindfulness. And mindfulness takes many forms. Practices include, but certainly aren't limited to, meditation, breathing exercises, journaling, body scans, being in nature, and anything else that can help develop a deeper sense of self-awareness in everyday life. Mindfulness is a tool, as well as a way of life, that sparks immense amounts of happiness and inner peace by reducing stress, enhancing emotional well-being, improving concentration and mental clarity, and fostering overall greater mental resilience. This is an innate human ability anyone can tap into at any given moment. Mindfulness encompasses not only the practice of focused awareness on the present moment, but also the integration of this awareness into our entire being and our worldview. This is about recognizing the interconnectedness of all beings in the universe as well. Mindfulness is both spiritually inspired and practical in every single way. The most magical thing about mindfulness is the fact that it's completely universal. Anyone of any age, from any background, can learn to be mindful and benefit greatly from it. And we inherently carry the ability to be mindful because we are human. It is within us. It's just about ridding ourselves of the mindless habits that keep us from being mindful. And by default, we tend to be mindless. So being mindful is really about being intentional. And with a little bit of knowledge and practice, it can be very easy to do. And it can reap so many benefits. It's insane. It's crazy how much mindfulness can impact our overall well-being in every single area of life. Mindfulness is nothing obscure. It's nothing complicated. It's not exotic or far-fetched. It is simply a state of mind where we are not overly reactive towards what's going on within and around us. It's making the choice to suspend judgment, and that brings us back to our emotional default, which is love. And because we are mystical people having a human experience, we are inherently connected to love. Approaching all situations with love and curiosity prevents us from labeling them as good or bad, which causes even more anxiety and is ultimately the opposite of mindfulness. We no longer resist what we cannot change when we continuously practice mindfulness. It just is what it is, and we've learned to go with the flow a little bit more. And we no longer miss out on amazing things because we are so lost in our own heads when we start practicing mindfulness. Spiritually speaking, mindfulness is a path many of us take towards awakening or enlightenment, where we gain incredible divine insight into the nature of reality, both our place in it and the overall truths of the reality outside of our physical bodies. It opens the door to grounded growth and shedding layers that hold us back from manifesting our dream lives. Picture, if you will, a strong, beautiful, mature tree with hundreds of branches filled with healthy leaves, bright green, beautiful, and there's animals living up there, and it's strong and sturdy. It's been around for 100 years. Around this tree, all sorts of crazy weather is happening. It's windy, it's snowy, it's sunny, it's rainy, there's a thunderstorm, there's a hurricane, it's just all this crazy weather happens around it all the time. No matter what comes towards that tree, it continues to grow and stand tall. Its branches sway and bend in the weather, some of them might fall off, but they remain connected to that trunk as a whole. Its roots grow deeper and deeper into the ground, even if the ground is covered in debris or frozen or whatever else, that tree is standing tall. Regardless of the situation of the weather or how deep its roots go, the tree endures it. It doesn't need to think of the weather as good or bad. The weather just simply exists. And the tree doesn't wish for anything to be different. Living mindfully is doing what the tree does. Always persevering, always accepting, and always knowing that you'll be better for it, and that ultimately, the outside circumstances don't affect your ability to thrive. So why does mindfulness matter? Mindfulness involves not just being present in the moment, but also recognizing and embracing the deeper truths of existence and the interconnectedness of all things. It is a journey of self-discovery, inner transformation, and awakening to the profound mysteries of life. And that matters because that is answering the existential questions that we all ask ourselves at some point in time. Why are we here? What's the point of all of this? Blah, blah, blah. It addresses the existential questions of the human experience. I truly believe that mindfulness is a skill that everyone needs to learn. In a perfect world, it would be taught in every grade level in all schools across the whole world. And to me, the skill of being present is equally as valuable as math, as reading, and the scientific method. So I think that we should all be taught how to be mindful. Mindfulness matters for mystical reasons, of course, but also for mental health reasons. And this isn't just me speaking out of my head, you know? This is true. This is based in scientific observation and studies. There are mental health professionals out there that teach people how to be mindful. And those people come from all different situations and with all different ailments, and they learn how to grow through being more self-aware. The skill of being intentional with your thoughts, your actions, and observing your surroundings is so imperative to every stage of life. It's about understanding that there's more to you than the monologue in your head or your opinions about everything or how influenced you can be by the outside world. This mindfulness skill teaches self-compassion, empathy, and patience, not to mention just so much more. And it is inherently spiritual, yes, but it doesn't have to start off that way to become that way. You don't even need to necessarily connect with a divine being to practice mindfulness, although many of us do end up going in that direction because we start to realize that there is so much more beyond what is just happening on the surface level, that there's something bigger, something greater than ourselves out there. And we learn this through mindfulness. So that's why it matters. When we are mindful, we are no longer at the mercy of outside forces or our own thoughts. We're no longer wandering aimlessly through life, thinking we have no control over our destiny, because that's just not true. Mindfulness proves to us that we do have control over most things. Within us all is the ability to cultivate a meaningful life full of incredible experiences. We all can use our own personal power to fully express our free will and co-create our reality with the universe. There are some things we won't ever be able to influence, such as life. I've talked about that before in other episodes. But mindfulness teaches us to control our reactions and our responses and our opinions towards these things so that we can remain calm and loving while experiencing them. Think of the tree that stands tall while its branches are getting blown around in the crazy weather. It cannot control the crazy weather, but the crazy weather doesn't necessarily influence its ability to thrive and grow. You're probably familiar with the old phrase carpe diem, right? That means seize the day. I like to think of mindfulness as a very gentle and practical way of seizing the day. mindfulness in the moment isn't always about making crazy, questionable snap decisions like getting a bad tattoo or doing illegal drugs or purchasing a ridiculously expensive plane ticket. To me, that's not what it means to seize the day. More accurately, living in the moment and being mindful means keeping your focus on what's happening right here, right now, without getting caught up in the judgments about it or getting caught up in the thoughts that have nothing to do with what's happening right here. Right here, right now, is the present moment. And believe it or not, the present moment is ever present, and it's only ever the present moment that is existing. And we do not want to waste too much energy or time on past or future moments. Of course, there is a time and a place for such thoughts, but in general, most of the time, we want to be fully present in the here and now as often as we can. We will never experience mindfulness in every single moment. That's just not how it goes. That's what we work towards. I would say that's what enlightenment is. But for most of us, we just want to be mindful most of the time. But even if you do reach enlightenment and you've let go of all suffering and you are living pretty much endlessly mindful, at some point you are going to have to think about the future and plan for it or reflect on the past, especially in terms of survival. But what we don't want is for that to be our default. We want that sense of presence in the here and now to be our natural state of being, rather than our natural state of being on the past or the future. We can aim to be mindful in most moments, 99% of them. It just takes a bit of practice and patience. And even in those times where you do have to reflect on the past or plan for the future, you can still be mindful and you can still be intentional about it. Being more mindful in the present moment helps us think more clearly and better manage our emotions, our expectations, and to use our energy in the best possible way. So when the time comes where you have to plan for the future or reflect on the past, you're doing it in the most clear-headed way possible. When it comes time for our daily activities, we are prepared mentally and emotionally because of our mindful nature. Future planning is much more effective if we gladly accept the present moment just as it is. It's a lot easier to know what it is that we actually want in the future when we are practicing mindfulness. Learning from the past is a lot less painful once we can move through the emotional parts of the memories without judgment or without getting lost in them once again. Each of these are side effects of mindfulness. And mindfulness also allows us to live more deeply by reinforcing the importance of that present moment, if you haven't already caught on already, of how important being present in the current moment is. Everything has more meaning when we live mindfully, when we live intentionally. When we live mindlessly, everything appears to be kind of chaotic and random with no rhyme or reason. And in that state of mind, we can't really see much beyond our own ego. And it's really hard to make things manifest the way we want them to manifest when we're living a mindless life or meaning that we're not living on purpose. Mindfulness helps us see the bigger picture and connect the dots because we are able to acknowledge that there is more to our life than our own thoughts. There's more out there. There's something bigger than ourselves out there. So, how do we practice mindfulness? The answer is really simple, by only giving our thoughts and feelings the exact amount of attention necessary in order to let them go, to learn from them, and to move past them and to return to the present moment. Engaging in our thoughts and emotions is necessary to some extent, but it is necessary. But most people have a tendency to take it way too far, to the point where it's no longer productive or helpful in any way. Practicing mindfulness can teach us where that line is drawn. Being mindful is about acknowledging all emotions as they come up, right? So if you're feeling really angry right now, be angry. It's okay. Just don't stay angry. If you're feeling really sad right now, it's okay. Dig into that sadness. See where it came from. See what it's rooted in. Heal from that and move forward. Just don't stay there. Because to me, that's what it means to live mindlessly, where you're just kind of letting your emotions take control and you're letting the thoughts run the show, when in reality, if you're mindful, you just realize that this is just a part of the human experience, not the default state you're meant to be living in. Personal growth is the reason why all of this matters. Our soul is incarnated here on Earth right now, so it can grow and learn as much as possible through expansion opportunities. Being mindful allows our soul to better experience this human life and all it has to offer. When the conscious mind, which is also the thinking mind or the ego, whatever you want to call it, when that quiets down, the subconscious mind, the soul, the higher self, the observer, has an opportunity to speak up. We live a more holistic life this way. Rather than just providing life to the physical vessel, when you are mindful, the soul becomes an active participant. Rather than just kind of being something that exists, it becomes part of your everyday life. And once the soul is actively contributing to our lives, we fill up with the desire to do something magnificent. We reestablish that connection with the divine, and we begin to realize that that higher power lives within us and that we can do more than what our earthly self believes is possible. Each individual has something special to bring to the world that no one else has. That includes you. Yes, you listening. You have something special to bring to the world that no one else does. That's why you're here right now. There may be billions of other people in the world, but there's only one you. Your specific worldview, life events, all your opinions make you extremely unique. That's your energy blueprint, and it is unique to you. All the growth you've already gone through has led you down this path so you can contribute to society in a meaningful way, in a unique and meaningful way. You have a purpose, a very specific purpose, and you deep down know what that purpose is. And the more mindful you are, the more you can move past your thoughts and emotions and see the deeper side of yourself, the easier it is to uncover what that purpose is. You probably already have an inkling if you don't already feel like you know what your purpose is. You are destined to fulfill that purpose. That's why we're here. And part of the reason why we incarnate in this life and we have to go through all this rigmarole to rediscover our purpose is for growth and expansion and to learn how to move past the thoughts of the ego and the emotions of the ego to return to that state of ever-present love. Committing to your personal growth and exploring your expansion opportunities will help you do just this. In addition to discovering what your deepest soul desires are and what your very specific soul purpose is. And mindfulness is the gateway to personal growth and expansion opportunities. And I already touched on this briefly, but I'll say it again, that mindfulness is important and it matters because of mental health management and awareness. Again, I'm not just pulling this out of thin air. This is true. This is true in a very, very real and medical sense. Our emotions are part of the human experience, but they aren't everything. They're just part of it. Emotional management, mental health, is unattainable without mindfulness because it is how we are able to recognize and release attachment to our thoughts, our traumas, our emotions, whatever else. Without that self-awareness, you can't possibly move past the things that are causing problems. Becoming aware of what's going on within our own heads is the core practice of mindfulness, and it expands from there. Without that crucial first step, we will always be prone to being overly emotional in every situation, good or bad, living in a victim mentality, and all the things that block us from living up to our full potential, manifesting our dream lives, and fulfilling our soul purpose. Emotions are inevitable, and I would never want to get rid of them anyway because they're just meant to be there. Same with your thoughts. These all mark our spiritual evolution and our physical evolution. The fact that we have emotions and thoughts in an egoic way shows that we've gone through hundreds of thousands, millions of years of evolution. However, no matter what emotion we are feeling, it is within our control. They may be inevitable, but they are within our control. It may not seem that way, especially if you've never attempted to control emotions before, or if they feel like they have such a tight grip over everything that you do, or you're really deeply embedded, it might not feel like you have control over them. But mindfulness can come to your rescue. It teaches you how to be in control of your own emotions and thoughts. Mindfulness shows us how to feel emotions as they arrive, without repressing them, and how to release them once it's time to move on, and also how to recognize patterns. Does a certain emotion come up during a certain experience? Is this emotion ever present? Like, is it hard for me to let this one go, and why? What's the root cause? All of this is what mindfulness brings to the table. We begin to really experience the richness of life when we are mindful because we're no longer overly emotional. We're just human beings who have emotions. We go from being fearful of the emotional roller coaster to actually enjoying the ride a little bit, even the unpleasant parts. This same concept can be applied to our thought patterns. Sometimes the voice in our head is very mean and very persuasive, but let me tell you that it lies constantly. It's most of what it says is not true. And if you live by default, if you live in a mindless lifestyle, the voice in your head is likely very mean and it's just a giant bully. There's a reason why we call it the inner critic. But if you live mindful, it's easy to find that it's not something that you have to believe. And it can be hard not to believe everything that it says. It is challenging. It's a skill. But once we've mastered that skill, the art of letting the thoughts float away, we take back our power. We don't have to give in to that negative self-talk. Mindfulness shows us how. Some well-known benefits of practicing mindfulness include stress management, reducing symptoms of anxiety and depression, improved concentration, cognitive functioning, enhanced self-compassion, better sleep quality, better relationships, and even physical pain management. Again, this is all very well known. I'm not pulling this out of thin air here. Mindfulness is an invaluable stepping stone on the journey to improved mental health. And I'm confident that nearly all mental health professionals would absolutely agree. Another reason why mindfulness matters is because it helps us develop empathy. Engaging in mindfulness really helps us realize just how much other people struggle with mental health too, and how easy it is for everyone to just kind of get lost in that whirlwind of thought and emotion. We aren't alone in our struggles. Having a sense of community and belonging is vital to our survival. We're humans. We are meant to be social creatures. Even the most introverted people require human connection. No one wants to feel alone forever. That's just the truth. We might not feel recharged after being around a huge group of people, but we still crave that connection, that sense of belonging. There's enormous comfort in knowing other people feel or have felt the same pain that we feel. Not in a really vengeful way, but in a we can do this together kind of way. Aggravating traits in other people are usually traits that we don't like about ourselves. And mindfulness teaches us this. Practicing mindfulness helps us pinpoint these things without judgment, these traits that piss us off about other people that are very triggering, so that we can work through them. Understanding these patterns in ourselves helps us build stronger relationships with other people because we are better empathizing with the other person. This can really open our eyes to expansion opportunities, especially in relationships, when we start to see everything as a mirror. Like if someone does something that really pisses you off and you really dislike that about that person, it really is triggering to you, you cannot be around that person, that means it's your opportunity to be mindful about where is that feeling coming from? And is there something about that emotion or about that trait, that other person that I see that I don't like in myself? You know, it's just one of the many ways mindfulness helps us expand and learn and grow. With a mindful approach, getting triggered by someone else's actions becomes an opportunity for improvement. We recognize that our reaction to the situation it's not their fault. Regardless of their actions, we understand that they are working through their own personal development just as much as we are, especially if there's someone close to us that we really care about. We have more empathy with them and for ourselves, and it's not our fault either. It's just the universe's way of showing us where we can grow. We're all doing the best we can with what we have available to us. And again, mindfulness helps us empathize and be kind about this with other people too. Mindfulness has this amazing ability to open up so many magical gateways for you, including purposeful personal growth and manifesting the heck out of your dream life. Mindfulness is easy enough to understand, and it can be really easy to implement as well. It just appears to be complicated because of how much we tend to overthink things and how it's kind of the opposite of our default state of being. Our deeply ingrained habit of living mindlessly makes living mindfully seem way harder than it actually is. But luckily, that is just a habit, and all habits can be vanquished. Like, it's just something that we haven't really tried before, and we just need to cultivate the skill. We have the freedom and the power to change our lifestyle from being mindless to mindful, at any point in time. I don't care who you are, what you've gone through, how old you are, whatever else, it is an option. It does take a little bit of practice and commitment, but if we remain determined, we can transform our lives in every way through the power of mindfulness. Do you feel inspired to take back your power and finally live more intentionally? I sure hope you do, because I know I do. So be sure to follow the Spiritually Inspired podcast on your favorite podcast app to partake in the Mindful Moments 15-Day Challenge. Day one is already available for you to go and listen to that next. Before we sign off for this week, I wanted to extend an extra special thank you to all of my monthly supporters who choose to kindly donate to Spiritually Inspired. Your support means the world to me, and I sincerely hope you enjoy your exclusive member benefits, which include weekly guided Reiki meditations and personalized monthly card readings. To check out these exclusive member benefits for yourself, you can as always go to spirituallyinspired.co/membership, links in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. This has been episode 178 of the Spiritually Inspired podcast called What is Mindfulness? My name is Sarah Ray, manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I am sending you an abundance of love and light and inspiration. Blessed be. Hey, you. Yeah, you, the mystical one. You are warmly invited to our next Reiki share inside of our free Facebook group. Twice per week, I go live on camera to offer channeled guidance from spirit and healing energy to all those who need it and want it, with replays always available. And I would be honored if you would be a part of these magical circles. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/freegroup to become a member for free and get your fill of healing crystal Reiki. I can't wait to see you in the group. Bye, friends.